Y'all love me?
No.
Nobody said no. Nobody said all I got was a no. How about those watching at home? Y'all love me?
You better not put no in them comments.
Jesus will be mad at you. Hey, as I told them earlier that we're here, ones that are watching online, our message title today is Purpose Over Popularity. Purpose over popularity. How many of y'all went to school in a place where popularity was more the thing, the end thing, the right crowd to do than what necessarily the correct purpose was?
Yeah.
Amen. How many of y'all worked in places like that? Yeah. Where popularity got you more in the workplace than what your purpose that you were there for might. Amen. We all dealt with that. Amen. But we're going to start off today. Y'all know I like jokes, right? We're going to start off with a good old-fashioned joke today. Ronnie.
Oh, no, just kidding.
Y'all didn't even get that, did you? Y'all ready? All right. Here's the joke for today. Those here and watching at home. Who was Boaz? Boaz, however you want to say it. Who was Boaz before he met Ruth? Who was Boaz before he met Ruth? Any guesses? Any guesses? Those at home, give us the comment. What you guess? Who was Boaz before he met Ruth? You want the answer now? Ruthless. I need a drum set up here. Oh man. That hurts. That hurt me. Who was Boaz before he met Ruth? Ruthless. I thought it was funny. I'm getting some hard stares here. How about at home? Give me an amen or a thumbs up. Let me get out of here. Amen. Huh? Disconnect. Y'all funny. Here we out. Hey, guess what? No matter how many times we go through situations where popularity is over purpose, whether we're at church, whether we're at home, whether we're at school, whether we're at work, no matter what we're doing, family time, whenever we go through that, we always have choices to make in those situations, don't we? We always have choices to make. And a lot of times, even now, Christians will still choose popularity over purpose. They'll choose what's popular to do in society, social media. We covered those earlier, you know, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Snapchat, TikTok. I forgot that one a while ago. They'll choose what's popular rather than the purpose that God's put us here for. Amen. Even people that go to church will choose to do something popular than to populate the church building. Amen. That's what we're going to try to change today. We're going to try to get them away from popularity over purpose and back to where we should all be. And that's our purpose over any of our popularity. Now, I know like you that I still like being popular. I still like people to like me. It don't happen that often, but I'm all right. God still loves me. That's what really truly matters. Amen. But we have choices to make. We got to surrender our control. We got to be disciplined. Amen. We got to make sure that what we're doing is important and urgent. Not for my purpose, not for my popularity, but for God's purpose to use me through. Amen. Imagine a world where everybody likes you, everybody approves of you, everybody admires you. Amen. Not possible, is it? That's not possible. If we are trying to live in a world where everybody loves us, everybody likes us, everybody approves of us, and everybody admires us, we are living on fantasy island. Amen? Because that does not, no matter how many people you got that like you, if they watch you on Instagram, YouTube, whatever, no matter how many viewers you might have, or how many people you might have that likes you and admires you, amen? Not everybody's going to. And if you think they do, we need to get you really out of that fantasy land right now. Because God's truth is, not everybody's going to like you. But He does. And He's the one that matters. Amen? Imagine a world where we live with purpose over popularity. Imagine a world where we don't care what others think about us. Amen? Imagine a world that's so focused on pleasing God that people's approval and popularity doesn't consume us. Whew. Satan will tell you that's not a world, won't he? Satan will tell you that's fantasy island. Amen? But I know that we got a God that can put a purpose in us to where we don't care what anybody else thinks. As long as we're doing God's will, we're happy. We don't even care if they come up and say, hey, you're doing great. You're doing a good job. As long as we know we're pleasing God. Amen? As long as we know we're following His purpose and not popularity. One of the biggest choices that we can make is that purpose over that popularity. And many of us, by default, the way we were raised or just the way things got into our minds here as we've grown up or even just lately, many of us by default choose the opposite, don't we? Many of us by default choose popularity over purpose. If we don't know what our purpose is, we'll misuse it, won't we? If we don't know what our purpose is, we'll misuse it. Give you an example. In golf, there's this thing that happens when you hit a golf ball and it comes down in the ground. It leaves a hole. It leaves a hole in the ground. And there's a specific tool that's designed to repair that little hole. That little hole, just to let you know, is called a divot. It's called a divot hole. There is a specific tool that its purpose is to repair that little divot hole. The way you use it, put it around, all the way around the hole, lift it up a little bit, flatten it out to where that, if somebody else's ball comes in to that, where the divot was, is flat ground now. Its purpose for being was being flat in the first place, right? So its purpose is back at full strength when you use that divot tool. But the thing is, some people don't know what that tool is. So what they'll try to do is they'll stomp it. They'll kick it with their heel on the hole. They'll get a tree branch or something to try to push around the hole. And which makes the hole what? It don't make it flat again, does it? Makes it deeper. It's not the purpose that the ground was meant to be used for, because it was meant to be flat for the golf course. So if you don't know the purpose of something, you'll misuse it. If we don't know the true purpose, if we're not living in the true purpose that God's given us, we'll miss it. We won't know how to use it. Amen? And we'll still be back in that popularity side. Hey, what do you think of me? What do we do? What do we say? How many friends we got? How popular am I in school? What kind of clothes do I have? How many of those popularity goes along with sometimes what clothes we got. Amen. Stupid stuff like that, right? What kind of car you got? What kind of music you got? What kind of music do you listen to? What kind of house? Amen. Do you take a selfie? There's somebody that's out for popularity. Do you take a selfie every time you breathe? Hey, I've seen a lot of selfie people on Facebook. Amen. And Instagram and TikTok. No matter what they're doing, I'm sure there's some out there somewhere that take them while they're in the shower. I have not seen those yet, nor do I want to. But I'm sure there's people out there looking for that popularity that would stretch to that far of selfie capture. Amen. They're living for the approval of people. They're living for the approval of people. And it keeps us from the purposes of God that God has for us. Amen. Moses. Y'all remember who Moses was, right? He was a Hebrew slave raised where? By Egyptian royalty. Amen. He was raised in comfort. But he had a calling, didn't he? He was popular in the Egyptian courts. But he had a purpose. Amen. God sent him there in those settings for a purpose. Not to be popular. Not to win a popularity contest in the king's court or Pharaoh's court. Amen. But for the purpose that God set him there before him. The first scripture today is Hebrews chapter 11, 24 through 26. Hebrews 11, 24 through 26 says this. By faith, Moses, when he had grown up, refused to be known as the son of Pharaoh's daughter. He chose to be mistreated along with the people of God rather than to enjoy the fleeting pleasures of sin. He regarded disgrace for the sake of Christ as of greater value than the treasures of Egypt. Because he was looking ahead for his reward. Moses, even though he had been through all them difficult times, still knew what God told him was going to happen. He knew what was prophesied to him. Amen. And he turned away all that popularity, all those leading concerts and leading parties and everything. He turned that away because he was looking ahead to the reward that God had promised him. Amen. There is power in our purpose. Amen. Purpose diminishes distractions. Purpose diminishes distractions. One of the biggest distractions for most of us is the curse of comparing. Amen. One of the biggest distractions for most of us is the curse of comparing. Well, look what I got compared to what they got. Look how big my house is compared to their house. Amen. She's already finished school. We compare. He's making more money than I am. Compare. That is a curse, guys. That is a curse from the devil when we start comparing, because we've lost our purpose and are living in the popularity. And you think, all my friends are married today, don't even own a house. I'm way behind everybody else. Amen. It's not, if you're living in that situation today, guess what? It's not God's purpose that you've got those things yet. Amen. But they're in His will for you. Purpose diminishes distraction. Nehemiah was doing great work. He just couldn't come down. He couldn't be bothered, could he? He faced distractions from people from the beginning. Distractions in our lives. We think we're doing great work sometimes. When we're bringing home, we're bringing a brown bag of lunch to the office. Or when we're staying home, or staying pure in a world full of lust. Let me get that out. That's good. That's good work, man. That is good work. Amen. But our purpose diminishes distractions. Instead of comparing what everybody's doing, we need to compare what we're doing compared to God, compared to His Word, compared to His purpose. Amen. The second thing is, purpose pushes through the pain. Purpose pushes through the pain. The pathway to our purpose is paved with pain. Amen. Nowhere in the Bible did it say it was going to be easy. Amen. The pathway to our purpose is paved with pain. Moses' pathway, paved with pain. David's pathway, paved with pain. Nehemiah's pathway, paved with pain. Esther, Mary. Oh, and let's not forget about the big guy, Jesus. All of their path was paved with pain. Amen. Doing what God calls us to do, others won't like it. Our friends won't like it. We've had friends for 20, 30 years. But if we're doing what God calls us to do, there'll be some that are against us. There'll be some that don't want to be our friend no more. There'll be some that don't want to be in the popular party. They want to have their own popular party. Amen? They won't understand. But purpose pushes us through pain. Even the pain of losing friendships if we have to. Amen? Think about that. Purpose pushes through pain. Think of having a baby. Think about that purpose pushing through pain. Amen. Not that bad, is it, for us guys? Amen. But for women, it's like a watermelon coming out of a garden hose. Pushing through pain. Amen. That's where our purpose comes from, when we push through those pains. How do we handle the critics? So many people don't like us. It's not easy, is it? But purpose pushes through. We start things and it still gets hard. Amen? But purpose pushes on. Critics can't stop us. If we're doing what God tells us to do, if we're in the will of God, truly in the will of God, critics cannot stop what we're doing. No matter how hard they try, no matter how much they try to get in our ear. Amen? Obstacles won't deter us. Pain won't slow us down. We'll get up earlier. We'll work harder. We'll stay later. Because purpose drives us. Amen. And that's what we do when we're living with purpose instead of popularity. A lot of them will say, you can't do that, or you can't follow that. But guess what? With Christ, we can. Amen? With Christ, we can do what purpose He has called us to. Others say, you won't be able to do it. You won't be able to do nothing. But guess what? With God, with Christ, we will. Amen? Because the purpose pushes us through the pain. Purpose also empowers us to please our God. Amen. Purpose also empowers us to please our God. When Pharaoh tried to stop Moses, what did Moses do? Moses could have folded, couldn't he? He could have said, "All right, I'm back. I'm right back wherever you tell me to go, Pharaoh, because I was comfortable. It's hot out here in the desert sand. I don't know about you, but Egypt is pretty hot most of the year round." Pharaoh tried to stop him. Moses wasn't deterred at all, was he? Because he knew he was following his purpose. When the people complained, when they criticized, when they rebelled against him, what happened? Moses stayed on task. Amen. Moses stayed on track because he knew he was following God's purpose and not his popularity. Purpose empowers us to please God. Peter and the other apostles preached Christ to the religious leaders. The religious leaders said, "Stop. Y'all got to quit that stuff. Y'all got to quit that stuff." Some of them didn't want to hear that they were outside the purpose of God. Amen. In Acts 5:29, it says this. Peter and the other apostles replied, "We must obey God rather than human beings." Amen. We must obey God rather than human beings. We can't please everybody, can we? Sometimes we can't please anybody at all. Nobody. Amen. But guess what? We can please God. If we follow His purpose instead of our popularity, we can please God. We have a choice, don't we? It's our choice. It's not your neighbors. It's not your friends who are trying to tell you you're not going to be popular. Amen. We have a choice to choose purpose over that popularity that the world will tell you is more important than our God. Amen. Hebrews 11:26 again says, "Moses regarded disgrace for the sake of Christ as a greater value than the treasures of Egypt." Because he was looking ahead to his reward. Think about that. He was willing to be disgraced for Christ because he's seen the value in the purpose that God had for him. Amen. If our value is in being liked by people, we have a greater value. We're loved by God. Amen. If our value is in having fun with friends, we have a greater value to that too. We have a faithfulness to God. Amen. If our value is to start something important, we have a greater purpose in finishing. If our value is in comfort, we have a greater value in our calling. Amen. And if our value is in being popular, we have a greater value in serving God's purpose. Amen. Raising kids right now, sometimes we have our neck in diapers. Still. We still got one of them that's left there. But we got to keep our eye on the prize. Amen. We try to stay out of debt. We have sacrifices that we make every day. We're looking forward to the reward of when them kids finally get grown up. Amen. Hey, I'm going to tell you, adopting a kid. Yeah, basically. Adopting a kid times two. Adopting twins at 50-something is not an easy thing to do. Amen. It's one of the hardest things that I think that we've probably done. But our purpose pushes through that pain. The purpose that God put them in our lives pushes through any problems that we have for them. Amen. Living for Jesus, people laugh when they hear that. They don't understand what it truly means. Amen. They tell us there's no way that we can't be pleased. We can't be happy. But guess what? When we choose purpose over popularity, there's power in purpose. It eliminates distractions. It pushes through the pain. And it empowers us to please God and not the world. We can't please everybody, can we? Again, but we can please God. Amen. God is putting you in the heart of somebody today in a position to restore us. Y'all hear that? God is putting us in the heart of somebody today in a position to restore us. How many of us need restoration? Amen. I know I do sometimes. All right, as they come for the final song, let's pray. Heavenly Father, Lord. Lord, I thank you for your word, Lord. Lord, as always, I thank you for getting Ronnie out of the way today, Lord. And your Holy Spirit speaking through me, Lord. Lord, your word spoken and not mine today, Lord. Lord, I thank you for your quick message and blessing, Lord, on having purpose over our popularity, Lord. Lord, I thank you for planting those seeds in each one of us, Lord, that may have slipped back to a more popularity lifestyle that we've been leading, Lord. Lord, I ask you right now, if there's somebody here or watching online, Lord, that needs that step back into your purpose, Lord, like Moses did, Lord, that they would turn away from their Pharaoh, Lord, Jordan, and just come back to the purpose that you called them to, Jesus. Lord, we ask you just to put somebody in front of us this week, Lord. Lord, that we can tell about your mercy, your grace, Lord, and your salvation, Jesus. Lord, we thank you for each and everything that you do. In your name I pray. And everybody said,
amen.
Amen.